This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Site Village exhibitions are an opportunity for people to come together to find out more about products and services aimed at the blind and partially sighted community. Site Village Southeast will be returning to Kensington Town Hall on Tuesday, the 5th of November. Joining me now from organisers Queen Alexandra College, Arose Woodall and Paul Hopkins. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio both.
Hi.
Well, Paul, what can we expect from Site Village Southeast this year?
There are nearly 60 exhibitors and there are some newcomers, I guess you could say. One thing's, if I'm being really honest, I'm particularly interested in, so this is like a personal bias as opposed to anything else, is Glide. Now, I have a guide dog, but Glide is a mobility aid that helps you to avoid obstacles, and I've only read a little bit about this, so I'm quite interested in that. There are also a number of seminars, really from everyone from sort of end users presenting all the way up to the big characters as well, which I think Rose might kind of tell us a bit more about. But I always look forward to Site Village from a personal perspective, both as someone who's working for All Formats, which is one of our QAC enterprises around accessible information, and my role lately around advocacy, connecting us with other people. But other than that, I'm very much an end user that really just enjoys Site Village. It always feels like Christmas to me, to be honest.
And you mentioned some seminar rooms with different talks. Rose, what do you have planned?
The world's first guided mobility aid designed for people who are blind and low vision. We have travel hands talking how to connect people to the community. RNIB will be celebrating 200 years of trail. With Pocklington, we'll be talking about an AI app. Just to name a few, we'll be talking about the smart canes. So all the seminars can be found on the website as well.
That's great. Lovely.
Sorry, I was flicking.
You can never have page turns, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you return to Kensington Town Hall this year. What's the venue like?
We've got two levels. So we've got a foyer and then the grand hall, which will be full of exhibitors. And then we have two seminar rooms. We've got 10 seminars running in each room throughout the day. So there's 20 seminars. So, yeah, lots going on. And also on the lower ground as well is the catering. We've got RNIB and VI Safety, who are our sponsors for Kensington Site Village, which is great. So I'd like to say thank you to them. But we've also got Macular Society, Humanware, Braille Foundation, Metro Blind Sports, lots of exhibitors this year. As Paul said, up to 60. That's 100 tables, lots of people, lots to see, lots of people to talk to as well. So it's going to be a very busy one.
But of course, Paul, Site Village exhibitions take place across the country. But for people who maybe haven't been to one before or any kind of technology exhibition, what's the difference between attending in person and maybe just researching some of the exhibitors and products online?
Believe it or not, especially after lockdown, although lockdown was a while ago, people still, I think, lost a bit of confidence in coming out. And so the idea of having site villages around the country are so that people can get as near as possible to regional groups of people, I guess. But yeah, to answer that kind of question, I think it really is something for everyone. And to come and see something in person, I mean, like we talked about one of the new mobility aids that's being developed. Imagine coming to actually have a go with that, which we hope will be possible. We're still trying to iron out that sort of detail. But whether that be, again, with a cane, you know, so there was, for example, I know R and IB are doing a seminar about canes and different types of canes available, and being able to have a little look at those canes on the stand, being able to try technology in situ. And also, I think one of the biggest bits is being able to connect with fellow vision impaired people. So it's never just about exhibitors and the products and services, although, you know, we wouldn't be Site Village without those. So extremely grateful for people that commit to come each year. But I think it is that opportunity to connect with each other and just have a day where you can just relax in your vision impairment and feel included and feel connected, I think, are the things that I always get excited about when I think it's Art Village.
And Rose, will there be support on hand during the day to help people to get around the exhibition if needed?
Yes, there will. There'll be volunteers from Uxbridge College and up to, at the moment, 25 to 30. So lots of volunteers that's willing to show people around, assist to speak to certain exhibitors, maybe just sit down and relax and have a drink. So yes, there's plenty of volunteers this year.
It's a big and busy exhibition, so it would make sense for people to have a sense of where they want to go and have a little plan of what they'd like to do, and then the guides can help people and facilitate that. I think that would be my best advice, as I said, for the top tip.
Well, entrance is free, of course, to all Site Village events, but you do recommend registering before you arrive. How can people do that, Rose, and also find out a bit more about Site Village Southeast?
To book tickets, you can go on to our website. So you can go on to qacsitevillage.org.uk. There'll be a link on there where which will take you to Ticket Tailor. You can email Site Village and I can book tickets for you. So that is sv@qac.ac.uk. Or you can phone me on 0121 803 5313. Where I'm happy to talk in more detail and book tickets for you.
Well, we'll look forward to Site Village Southeast on Tuesday, the 5th of November at Kensington Town Hall in London. Rose Woodall and Paul Hopkins from Queen Alexandra College, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Paul.